This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, and I am with Jeff Schmink. And Jeff, I want to congratulate you on your environmental stewardship that you won last night. I mean, what you've done with your ranching operations is phenomenal. So, you know, how did that come about, actually?
Well, it's just something that I was very fortunate to have parents that when I came back to the operation allowed me to run the operation the way that I saw fit. So I'm very grateful to them. But I just started to become very environmentally conscious at a young age, I think. And I think the next generation of Americans are extremely environmentally conscious. So I think it's very important that we as producers do the right thing and then make sure that we let the consumers know that we are doing the right thing.
Well, Jeff, I think there's a misperception among consumers that you can't have environmental stewardship and ranching or any kind of agriculture in the same sentence, and that is so far from the truth. And you and your ranch is a huge proof of that. So can you talk a little bit about voluntarily some of the conservation efforts that you've put on your ranch and how they've affected your business?
Sure. And where our operation is at, the Northern Great Plains, those grasslands evolved by being grazed. So to take grazing out of the equation really damages the environment. And that's a proven, you know, there's been studies to prove that. So like our operation, the cattle fill that niche for grazing extremely well. And what we did is we started a rest rotation grazing program, trying to be very holistic and base it off the way the animal herds migrated, basically. So I take one pasture out of rotation for an entire year. And then sometimes, just depending on how the grazing, how the rotation works out, it might actually be out of grazing for two growing seasons. So those grasses really need, the root structures really need to have that rest and not be stressed. So hopefully in the long run, I'm looking three or four generations down the line, so hopefully in the long run, my children, if they so desire to come back to the operation, have a ranch that has plentiful plentiful grass. So.
Well, Jeff, the other thing that you need a lot of is water, and in South Dakota is interesting. There's times where it seems like you have too much, and then there's periods of time where it just seems like you can't get enough. And I know you also have challenges with cold winters. So how has water conservation, I know you've done a lot of work, a lot of pioneering work, quite honestly, in conservation. How have you integrated that into your operation?
Sure. Well, thank you very much. Water is the limiting factor in our area. We just got done with an 8-year drought, and even though we had very limited rainfall for several years, we usually had enough grass where we could get by, but we did not have the water. All our water was based off a runoff in the dams, and the water either went bad or the dams went dry, so water is definitely the limiting factor. We partnered with NRCS with an EQIP contract, drilled a well, which in our country, actually our neighbor drilled the well, and then we piped from him, but it's in our country you have to go 3,500 feet to 4,000 feet for a well. So it's a huge undertaking. But NRCS helped us put in a pipeline, storage tank, and then water tanks. So that partnership really helped us out, and it might have even just saved our operation during the drought years. And I also partnered with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and South Dakota Game Fish and Parks on rebuilding dams that had been damaged. So we've got a good combination of runoff water in the dams now and a pipeline. So that should help us out. So when the next drought hits, water shouldn't be quite as big a factor.
So Jeff, obviously there was cost involved for you to do that, and I think there's a lot of producers who are sort of on the edge of, well, how do I spend that money if I don't get it back? But from you personally, how has that investment into conservation and the stewardship and the things that you're doing actually benefited your business?
Sure. I am trying to look long range, three or four generations down the line, and I think that's how you have to look at it, is what is going to save money for future generations. And I think that investment or that willingness to try to keep good grass on your place, because that's our factory. Grass is our factory. Without grass, we can't raise any livestock. So I think long range, it ends up saving you money, because maybe when the next drought hits, you won't have to reduce your numbers quite as much. So short term, it's not a money maker, but long term, I think it saves the producer quite a bit of money.
Another question I have for you, Jeff, is there's been a lot of talk here at the conference about some of the activities that the Environmental Protection Agency is trying to engage in right now, which would scale back those conservation programs. Can you talk a minute, having put those in, how that was going to impact the ranching industry?
Sure. I think those conservation programs are a way to encourage producers to do the right thing. And I would hate to see those disappear because it's really an investment for our future. And one of my concerns is what is the long-term cost to society if we do not protect our grasslands? And I think it would be great, too great for us to handle. So those conservation programs who award the top end for doing the right thing and given an incentive for other producers to be more conservative and conservation-minded, I think if those disappear, that would be extremely harmful for our industry and to our society as a whole. So I'm hoping we can keep those on.
Jeff, you know, I want to end with this question. We began the interview talking about some of that disconnect between consumers and their perception of how their beef is raised and how agriculture operates to the reality of how you actually do raise your beef and operate your business. So in your experience, I know you've had people come out and visit your ranch. How does that change the whole way that they think about how you run your operations?
Well, they're surprised at how environmentally conscious we are and how we're trying to look at the whole big picture. You know, most people just really do not understand production agriculture. They don't understand where their food comes from. So when they come out to a farming or ranching operation, it's a pretty big shock to them, and they leave with a good feeling, knowing that their food is being grown and processed in a very healthy and environmentally sound way.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.